Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B, have you heard the television audience number from Sunday night watching Bucks Commanders?
20-something million, wasn't it?
29 million.
29? Damn.
Jaden is a draw, baby. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sunday Night Football in the wild card round is going to do well regardless. I'm not trying to say it's only.
Good game, too. Tight game.
Good game, down to the wire. Star rookie quarterback that the whole league's trying to figure out. A lot of good options there. I also wanted to read this. Jason Reed, who I think a lot of, you know, Commanders, if you're a real Commanders fan, Skins fan, whatever you want to call it, and you know who has covered this team over the years, Jason Reed covered the Washington franchise for a number of years, really during a number of really bad years, but was here during the Robert era. Mm-hmm. For the Washington Post. Jay Reed now works for ESPN. He tweeted out this morning, I think, or maybe it was like an hour ago. In last season's Super Bowl, the 49ers had the better roster, but I picked the Chiefs largely because of 15, Mahomes.
Yeah.
The Lions have a much better roster than the Commanders, but I'm picking the Commanders in the divisional round totally because of number 5.
Hey, it makes a difference.
It's what I said
that
about Tampa.
That position makes a world of difference.
It's what I said about Tampa is that they got the guy, man, and if he gets the ball late in his hands in a close game, changes everything. We'll see how it goes. B. Mitch, I meant to ask you this. I saw this and dug around on it a little bit. You know that David Montgomery's expected to return this week?
Yeah, I heard that.
That's wild.
Yeah, but what did he mess up?
It was his knee, but I think they determined it was a sprained MCL and not a torn MCL. But he's only been out 3 weeks, I think. I think it was week 15. Now, they're saying it was a tore MCL.
Yeah. Even a sprain is normally a little tear.
Are you surprised, though, a torn MCL
in
week 15?
But a lot of those things, with MCLs and things of that nature, comes down to pain threshold. They're probably going to tape it up and put a brace on it. You know? Athletes are different, bro.
But that dude also appears to be very different. Like, he appears to be straight warrior.
Hey, different wavelength, man.
All right. Now, I want to take a moment. Jeff's birthday is Friday? Jeff, when's your birthday?
Don't sound like Jeff dead to me, bro.
Jeff's not here.
Where is Jeff?
I don't know.
Like, is he in the building somewhere?
I think he had a doctor's appointment.
Okay. I'm sure he did. Jeffrey. I think his birthday's this week. I wanted to see what Jeff wanted to do for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll have to wait till tomorrow. Let's do this. Landfill, outside of, I mean, the one we are going to enjoy or care about the most is obviously going to be Saturday night, Commanders-Lions. What do you think the least interesting matchup is this weekend? Chiefs-Texans, maybe?
I think Chiefs-Texans.
Rams Eagles.
I think that game gonna be tougher. I think the Chiefs, just because they beat the Chargers like they did, I think people will look at it a little bit. But if Pat starts cooking, people will leave that game and watch something else.
Nothing that has Patrick Mahomes in it can be the least interesting, though.
If he went in by 30, people not going to keep watching it.
If that game – I think people will watch it just because it's the NFL playoffs. But if that game's like 24-13 with 8 minutes to play, that's kind of a snoozer. There's a reason they keep putting the Texans on Saturday afternoon. That is the least sexy window.
Yeah. That's why I'm picking it up. But I mean, I just think that what the Rams just did, and with all the stuff going on, that's going to become a major, major talking point. And if they happen to be getting anywhere close to winning, or it's real tight, you know that's going to get blown out of way out of proportion.
All right. So happy birthday to our guy Jeff. He's got stuff he's got to take care of. I wanted to wish him a happy birthday. We didn't get to do it. Maybe tomorrow we'll do it.
His birthday is Friday, right?
It might be today. That's why I wanted to get an answer. I was trying to get an answer on some information. I should have asked earlier, I suppose. White Brian, what do you make as the most interesting, least interesting matchup of the weekend? You're not a Commanders fan, so your answer will not be predicated on wanting to watch Jaden Daniels beat the Lions.
Yeah, I think that the C.J. Stroud that almost beat that Georgia defense is still in there somewhere. I really think Chiefs-Texans could be a good game.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, maybe it's just me wanting and hoping it will be a good game.
Yeah, he's hoping that.
How you feeling with everything going on in Giant Land, by the way, White Brian?
I try to stay away from any news involving that team right now.
Damn, you call your team that team?
Right now, they deserve it.
Like, what do you think? So you're bringing everybody back, right? Like, you're bringing Daboll back, Shane back. What is the plan there? What is the fix? How do you improve? Sam Darnold? Kirk Cousins?
I saw a graphic going around social media, and it was Justin Fields and Travis Hunter would be the new offense.
Does that make you feel better?
No, not at all.
Listen, man, I think there's a lot to like about Justin Fields, but the Pittsburgh offense got noticeably better with him not a part of it. Like, he just isn't a very good thrower. And at some point, we are now how many years into the Justin Fields experience? Got to be four or five,
four
right?
Four or five, something like that. I don't know why he can't throw the ball, because he sure the hell threw it in college.
Yo, and they were winning with him, and Tomlin benched
him. He threw it in college.
I'm just like, he's been in the NFL since 21. He started 44 games. They were 4-2 with him in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. That is one of the best operated, most functional organizations in football. And Tomlin knew, I got to sit this kid if we're going to have a chance to make a better run. And frankly, Russ was pretty good for a little while and then kind of became Russ again. I would not want to turn my organization over to Justin Fields. I can tell you that much, Brian. Mm.
Yeah, not looking
Probably
forward
won't
to
be.
It.
Good luck.
I hope the Giants do it, though.
Dude, not to be in a hurry on this, but you know who I think should legit get looks at being a starter if this is what some of these starters are going to be? Mariota. He's been excellent when he's been on the field this year. And maybe there's between.
But they're gonna look at the whole thing, not just these two games.
Yeah, but maybe this is the right system for him or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, if you're going to talk about having, B, if you had to pay Sam Darnold $50 million, or you could maybe pay Mariota $9 million, which one are you more interested in?
If he gets a starter, he ain't going to get $9 million.
The bridge guys, what are bridge guys making this year? Who would count as a bridge guy this year? Darnold only made 10 in Minnesota this year.
Mm-hmm. But he made 10 because he was signed to be a backup.
Right, but I don't think there's nobody that gets signed. Like,
if they come at Mariota right now, and he will know based off of the talk what they're trying to do.
Right.
He knew what was happening here.
Right.
But if I'm going to a team that's basically said, look, we're going to start you. We want you to start. I'm not going to take $7 million, $10 million.
But I don't think he's going to get that kind of opportunity. I think he'll get an opportunity from a team that's like, listen, we're going to draft a kid, but we like you and want you to be a part of this. Or maybe Washington just pays him to stay.
Right here. If I'm going to the exact same situation I'm in right here, I'm staying here.
But if it's a one, I don't think this quarterback class is nearly as good. Two, there's not – last year, we'll find out if everybody's good, but there were five, maybe six quarterbacks people considered at least first-round caliber. Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, six went in the top 12 picks or whatever, right?
All right.
There were – right? It was Caleb, Jaden, Drake, Penix, Nix, and McCarthy.
Yeah.
And that's six in your top 12 picks. Looking at this thing – even if Shador and Cam Ward go 1 and 2, immediately the Giants don't have a quarterback. I mean, there's just so many teams. The Raiders don't have a quarterback. The Jets, I can't imagine are running this thing back with A-Rod. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you call the Saints situation. I don't know what you
Drop the S.
I don't know.
Back to the A's.
I don't know what you do with the Colts situation, honestly. You know, like, there's so many quarterback situations that don't have answers. I think, I don't know, it's going to be kind of fascinating to watch that all unfold.
Mariota has played well enough to try and get one of those Baker Mayfield type of deals where
– that's a good example.
Man, that's 20, like, you know, I'm going to be here and be a starter for maybe a year or two. I need about 25.
Right.
And it doesn't kill the cap. You get paid better than backup money.
And you can make it annually.
Yeah,
you can make it with – whatever. I hope he stays here. It's clearly going well. When we come back, we're going to make some bets. Don't go anywhere.